Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this October 12th. That means tomorrow's the 13th, right?
Yes.
Friday the 13th.
Oh, never thought of it that way.
Are you spooked?
Never thought of it that way.
Well, I'm not spooked. No. I'll tell you why, because in that booth behind you, right there, our producer tonight, an up-and-coming radio star, when he's got his eyes.
And don't forget Groom. He'll be a Groom soon.
He's got his eyes on this chair and my mic. He could be my successor. There you go. Well, he could do it. All right.
Good evening, Pastor.
Well, good evening. There's style. There you go. And then Randy, well, he's got his eyes on some other stuff.
On the bacon, hey. Be blessed, no stress, everybody.
All right. There you go. And Lisa, well, she's got her eyes closed.
Good evening, everyone.
See that? Yep, there you go. You got the cackle. Wait, she's wearing glasses tonight, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just all for right. Reading.
Looks like all three of us are wearing glasses tonight.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean we're all equal. Some have better glasses than others. Some have better looking glasses than others.
The question is, Jose, can you see?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, listen, we got to get into it tonight because the title of the message was "Woe to those that spoil the spoilers of Jerusalem," and we're going to finish tonight's message by going to Zechariah chapter 13. We start in verse 8, and so Randy, read verse 8 and 9, and then pause.
Okay. It shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God.
Okay, so what people is he talking about?
Israel.
He's talking about the nation of Israel, isn't he? So then he's telling you that two-thirds of Israel are really not the sons of Abraham, but they're the seed of Abraham, huh?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But the one-third is the sons of Abraham, and they're going to come through the fire, and they're going to call upon the name of the Lord, and he's going to be their God, right?
That's right.
Yes.
read verses 1 and 2 of chapter 14.
Sure. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and they, excuse me, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all them against Jerusalem up to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city.
Okay, so there you go. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh. What is the day of the Lord?
Tribulation.
That's the tribulation. Yes. That's right.
So what is the difference between the day of the Lord and the day of Christ?
Well, the day of the Lord is a day of, let's call it, violence, and that the day of Christ is a day of salvation.
The day of the Lord is always judgment.
Judgment, that's right, yeah.
And Christ and is always, the day of Christ is always salvation.
Salvation, yep.
And so here now he says, for I will gather all the nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses raffled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the city shall not be cut off from the city. So by this time, we've already had the big battles at the Valley of Megiddo, huh?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so now the armies of the world, the nations, are coming towards Jerusalem, and here we're going to see what happens. Now, last night that we read in Revelation 19, if we turn to Revelation 19 real quick, and we were reading that you had the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings was, if we go to verse 11 in Revelation 19.
Sure.
And just read through verses 11
sure.
through 14.
Okay. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
Okay, so now here the dipped in blood reference to the what's going to happen at when he returns. Now, the armies of the world are the armies in heaven have gathered together. Now, the armies in heaven consists of four categories of saints. Do you know what those four categories are?
You know what? I don't know off the top of my head, and I know there are four.
Angels, and then that's us. Is it also the
No, it goes out. You start with the angels were the first that referred to as saints.
Yes.
And then the Old Testament saints, the New Testament saints, and then the Tribulation saints.
And then the Tribulation saints.
So they are all gathered together. They're mounted and they're ready to leave the third heaven, and they're heading towards the earth. And so what is the purpose of an army?
Fight to conquer. To conquer or defend.
Yeah.
Okay, so in an army, when you go to battle, the object is to kill more of the enemy than they kill of you, right?
That's right.
And so here, we're seeing now the Lord leaving the third heaven with all of his armies coming with him. Now, he's not necessarily riding across billions of miles of space, okay? We see it all through the Bible that whenever you see a door open and all of a sudden God steps out. And so we're seeing technology far advanced than anything that we have, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Goodness, yes.
This is more like Star Trek, if you will.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, this is more like Star Trek.
So other examples of that we see when Moses was up on the mountain and the cloud was on the mountain and a door opened and God stepped out. And
what about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch where he disappeared after he baptized?
Well, it's not exactly the same as the disappearing. A door could have opened, yeah. But in this case, you see the Lord just stepping out. You see,
okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
And then you have, remember what Ezekiel said? He looked up and a door opened, okay? And what you're dealing with is dimensions. There's going to be...
Sure.
They change his dimensions. And we used to have nuclear physicists on the radio program on a regular basis, and they said that can be done through the vibrations of actual physical things, okay? But anyhow, you see that in John chapter 4, Revelation chapter 4, right above him. Now, it's right above him. It's not out there a billion miles.
Yes.
And like Jesus in the upper room, all of a sudden, door opens, he steps out. So now a door is going to open, and you're going to have the four categories. You're going to have all of this army, the Lord Jesus Christ, appearing upon the earth. And they're going to appear, pick it up in verse 3.
Now we're going back to
read 14, 3 through 5. 3 through 5.
Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against the nations as as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof towards the east and towards the west. And there shall be a very great valley. Half of the mountain shall remove towards the north, half of it towards the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee.
Now, here, when he says that the Lord is going to come back, first you have Israel, one-third of the nation of Israel is going to be heading towards where? Petra, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now we see the Lord Jesus returning to the exact same place, that he stood when he left the world.
When he ascended.
On the Mount of Olives. Yes. Now, the Mount of Olives is almost straight up, okay? And when I was a young guy, I could have run right up there. But I can't do it now. And so, anyhow, it won't be long before I'll be able to fly, because I got God's word on it, right?
Yes, we will.
Anyhow, here... So now, you see the Lord Jesus, you see the armies of the world. Now, the armies of the world this time, they're not going to do like they were in the day of battle. Do you know what the day of battle was?
Was that Armageddon?
No, the day of battle is when he took his people out of Egypt.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And so when he took his people out of Egypt, and Pharaoh's army followed, and they came to the Red Sea. And what did he do with the Red Sea?
He parted the Red Sea.
He parted to the north and to the south, right?
South, right.
And what is he doing here now with the Mount of Olives?
Same thing.
Okay, so when he parted the Red Sea, the people went down, and then they went up into the mountain, okay? And so here, now as he parts the Mount of Olives, Israel goes right through. And the armies of the world, and now we're not talking about chariots and horses like in Pharaoh's days. Now, you're talking about APCs, personnel carriers, armored personnel carriers. You're talking about Black Hawk Herald helicopters. Lisa won't be there, but if she was, she'd have her Glock, right? They call her Glock Lisa, right? Anyhow, but so he's doing things the same way. And so the armies of the world run smack dab into the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and it's not going to go well with them, right?
That's right.
Again, remember what the purpose was, that you kill more of the enemy than they kill of you?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, we're going to be there, but as we come back, we're going to have glorified bodies. And one thing about a glorified body, it can never die.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
Yes.
So if we can't die and the enemy can die, guess who's got the advantage?
Absolutely.
We do.
Okay. Now, we're not rigging this thing. You know, it's like the Democrats, they rig they rig elections and things like mm-hmm. this. We're not doing that. This is our reward, isn't it? That
yes.
we'll have a glorified body. And so then we go to battle with the armies of the world, and it doesn't go well with them, does it?
No.
And so here, as you pick it up where he left off, and then, and it shall come to pass in that day that light shall not be clear nor dark. So in that day, it's going to be a little different. In other words, it's going to be dark during the day and light at night.
Light at night. Okay.
But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that in the evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that the living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, half of them toward the hinder sea, in summer and winter it shall be. Now, here in that day... Now, what day is that? Because it's no longer the tribulation period.
This is the day of battle.
Must be the millennium, right?
No, this is the entering of the millennial kingdom, okay. Right. Now, where does that stream of living water come from?
The throne of God.
Yes.
It goes right from underneath
the throne of God.
And that will be out of the temple where the Lord Jesus sets up.
Right.
And who builds the last temple?
Jesus.
The Lord himself builds the temple,
yes.
doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And so here, he goes on to say, now remember, the Bible is not in chronological order. So what I mean by that is, it's like when you tell a story, right? Okay, and I could tell, I'm saying we're here doing the radio program, but on the way here, so I go back to some time, something happened on the way here, and then... Tomorrow, as I'm telling the story as we left here, what happened on the way home, right? So
right.
That's how the Bible is. It's not in chronological order. And so now, here we go. And the Lord shall be the king over all the earth in that day, and there shall come be one Lord, and his name one. And in the land shall be atonement as a plain from Geba to Ramon, south of Jerusalem. And it shall be lifted up, inhabited in her place, from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and the tower of Hanil, unto the king's wine presses. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Now, here, this is when they're into the millennial kingdom now. But now, this next verse goes back to the tribulation. And it shall be the plague where the Lord will smite the people, thus have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth.
You know, Pastor, when I read this, I always wonder, if that's going to be a nuclear blast.
That's exactly what a neutron bomb is.
Yes.
Because back then there was no type of thing that could implement that type of destruction. Your flesh melting off your body and that.
Yes.
And I always figured that might be some type of nuclear blast.
When it comes to that, what is very peculiar about the neutron bomb that you can't do with any of the others?
It only destroys life. And all the stuff, the buildings, the infrastructure,
yes.
and all that remains.
Yeah. It destroys only the living things.
Yeah,
it
right. mm-hmm.
Now, but there's something else about a neutron bomb that you can't do with the others, okay? And that is, you can make a neutron bomb to cover a very limited area. You can make a neutron bomb to cover a city the size of Chagrin Falls.
Yeah.
And then what happens that the radiation dissipates just in a few days.
Right, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can go back and pick up your collateral damage and get it out of the way.
So with all of those advantages, don't you think that that might be the weapon of choice for a lot of these armies? Don't you think
yes.
possibly
yeah.
that even right now today Israel has that?
Mm-hmm.
They do have that, okay?
Well, but I mean, and that's the way that Russia fights now. We bomb the infrastructure and basically level things into rubble, but the Russians try to preserve as much of it as they can so that they don't have to go back in and necessarily rebuild the place. They call it the cauldron, and they don't do that. They try to eliminate life, or they'll cut off the utilities and all that, but they don't want to destroy the infrastructure. They don't want to do that.
Okay, do you know that the Russians want Alaska back?
Uh-huh.
Do you know that?
Well, I can see why, though.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I'm totally against that, but I can see maybe if we give them Washington, D.C. or San Francisco, if they promise to keep it, only if we have any contract in a treaty that they will not return it to us, right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I'll bet if we put that on a ballot, it would pass in a heartbeat. Yeah. Alrighty. You know what we got to do? We're going to play a little bit of a clip here. Oh, but before we do that, folks, we've been telling you about what has been taking place with Issue 1. Issue 1 is anti-God, anti-Christ, and I'm going to tell you, it is horrible. You want to vote no on Issue 1. It takes away a child's rights. It takes away all parental rights. It makes killing children. You know, you've heard, how many times have we heard over and over how Hamas cut the heads off of 50 babies? Well, they do 100 times. Every day in America, they cut the heads off many more babies, and they call it legal. It's horrible. And if Issue 1 passes, it's going to be a lot worse than that in Ohio. It's a horrible, horrible thing. Now, I keep telling you that because we can't afford to, we cannot let this pass. We failed on August 8th, but now, so you must vote no. But on top of that, they've been stealing, the Democrats have been stealing our signs in large numbers. And so they rig elections, they kill babies, they rig elections, they steal signs. There's nothing within that collective, what they call the left. You know, Matthew chapter 25, it tells them that those on the left are going to be cast into the lake of fire. Well, yeah, we see why. Look what they do, right? Now, here's what you have to do, folks. I want you to get a pen and paper, and we'll give this out more during the program. But this is Dave Yost, Attorney General. Dave Yost, and his phone number is 800-282-0515. 800-282-0515. 0515. If they've been stealing your signs, you need to call them and let them know that you're fed up with this, and also that you're very concerned about election fraud. They cannot win an election on votes. They have to rig it. That's how they do things. They have to rig it. Now, here's where you call the Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, and let him know very, very that you are concerned about the machines. You're concerned about the vote being rigged again. And so his number, Secretary of State Frank LaRose's number, is 614-466-2655. His number again is 614-466-2655. You really need to call, and we'll give this number out again because we cannot afford to lose this, okay? These ads that they're running on television are totally false. They are absolutely false. They're horrible conceived lies told by horrible liars. And I'm telling you, too, remember, here you're looking at Hamas and people are talking about our enemies being Russia and China. Your enemy lives within your enemy. The one that can do you the most amount of damage and has done you the most amount of damage walks among you. And you need to mark that. When you see people with a yes sign on Issue 1, when you see, you might as well be looking at a swastika or the hammer and sickle or the jihadist sign, because you're looking at the enemy. And so I'm not telling you to hate the people. I'm not telling you to be mean to them. I'm telling you, you cannot trust them, because these are the same people that are behind the very same people behind the child sexual trafficking, the drugs and all of these things, that's, they're all the same people, folks. So we'll be back right after this.
This is not some grundoon. This is the anchor of the CBS. This woman sits in the seat that Walter Cronkite sat in, Edward R. Murrow sat in. She asked a very straightforward question on the number one news magazine in the United States of America. That's 60 Minutes. Was it worth it? Pretty straightforward. I can't answer that. I can't answer that. Was it worth it? I can't answer that. This is your task and purpose right now. You've changed the direction of this country in 16 with the election of Donald Trump. You changed the country further under the onslaught in the summer of love 2020 with re-electing Trump with 74 million votes. Understand that the powers that be did not want that to happen, and so they inserted an illegitimate regime, and that would be Biden. And you've seen what's come of this. The chaos and anarchy on a global basis. The destruction of our economy, debt out of control, an invasion of us on the border. Embrace this. Write this down. 8 to 10 million. 8 to 10 million invaders in our nation. I want you to embrace that. And nothing but happy talk, happy talk, happy talk. When they even talk about the border, what they're going to put in this border thing, because they're going to throw in Ukraine, Israel, a little taste for Taiwan to back off the anti-CCP crowd, and they're going to throw some border. The border security in the first CR was nothing more than more concierge services on the border. You want Gaza? I got Gaza, baby. It's called Southern Arizona. It's the Rio Grande Valley. It's South Texas. You want Gaza? I got it all up in these major cities. New York, Detroit, Chicago. You want Gaza? It's all over. And you see the Israelis in there, that bombing, what they bombed the Beverly Hills of Gaza yesterday, back like Dresden in 1945. And today, the Financial Times of London, not Citizens Free Press, not Gateway Pundit, right? Israel prepares for ground invasion of Gaza. Remember, Gaza is about twice the size of Washington, D.C., but where Washington, D.C., and I'm just talking about the District of Columbia, this swamp that's carved out on the Maryland side of the Potomac, whereas Washington, D.C., I think has 650,000 of 700,000 roughly residents, many of whom don't live here permanently. I mean, they live in other places, but they have residents here for the capital, for the government. Gaza has over 2 million, so one of the most densely populated places on this earth. And you're going to see a ground invasion that's going to commence. You're the conscience of this country because you're the one the country depends upon for all of this. Now, for too long, you've been taken advantage of and taken for granted, and they didn't care about what you had to say about it. Right now, and what this, hopefully this program is a platform for you, you have to give your consent. And we're going to have to fight for that. You're going to have to give your consent because going forward, we can't have any more like we had in Iraq or Afghanistan or Vietnam. I didn't know. The government lied to me. You know, this, that, and the other thing. We can't do that anymore. We have enough tools at our disposal. You've been awakened enough. Remember, the Paul Gigeau and these gutless cowards that send people to their death over at Murdoch's Wall Street Journal. And they do it. You know, remember Crystal? Oh, they're going to throw flowers. They're going to throw roses in the streets of Baghdad as we come. Derek Harvey will tell you about the roses. They're going to throw roses because we're going to be the liberators. Remember what you've been sold? The other thing, we have to have a conversation. Remember Kuwait for the Gulf War? Remember the babies in the hospital getting bayoneted and everything like that? And then later you found out it was a PR. It was Hill and Knowlton's PR campaign. You know, we got to ask some tough questions here, and New York Times tells you. I've got the story up on Getter. Please read it. Please read it, and if Gracie, make sure it can get past the paywall for those that don't have it, our beloved paper of record. You got to read it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And the Israeli people have to have so hold people accountable. I don't happen to believe that Netanyahu's government will last a couple of weeks. If that story's true and other aspects I'm hearing are true, I don't know how he's going to unite the country, no matter what he does in Gaza, with what he allowed to have happen, his administration. Now, he's been under siege by the woke elements of that society. Remember, the headline is yesterday, the Murdochs, wake up, Washington, wake up, Swamp, wake up, Uniparty. A second regional war calls for urgent bipartisan defense effort. Urgent. Has to happen immediately. They're only going to second regional war. First regional war, we were there for 20 years. Second regional war, we'll be there. You see these preachers talking the book of Revelation about Armageddon? You're going to be there longer than 20 years. And it's going to be bloodier than Iraq, and it's going to be bloodier than Afghanistan. And here's one of the things we got sorted. Colonel Harvey, I want you to go back to 1A and 1B. Here's the other thing. We have to have a frank conversation. We're on every side of this trade. We're funding the Saudis and the military and the intelligence and UAE, and they're at quote-unquote allies. We're on that side of the trade. We're in Qatar. We have the biggest base we have or with the worst people in the Gulf, Qatar. And nobody wants to face that. We tried to do it in the Trump administration. We're on that side of the trade. We're on the Bahraini and the Kuwait side of the trade. We're giving Egypt tons of money. We're on both sides of the trade here. Has Biden cut off the $6 billion? They go, oh, it's not really our money. It's really in Qatar. Hey, cut it off. Shut it down. Are you in Beijing up in People's Grill? Say, if you push any more money, any more PLA support for the mullahs, you're going to have to deal with us. We're going to cut you off of capital. Is anybody in this drama that you've heard? You've seen it on Hannity every night. So you watch MS. Has anybody had ever? What is the priority for the United States of America and her citizens, for her sovereignty, her territorial integrity, the self-determination of her people? Have you heard anybody? They're up there. Steve Scalise says the first thing just come across, just tweeted out, first thing he's going to do, the first thing he's going to do is a resolution to support Israel. Fine. That's okay. Fine. However, I'd like the first one to be, I'm going to shut down. I'm going to force the Biden regime to shut down the border 100% and to force them to start a mass deportation process. Oh, and by the way, we support Israel in standing up for its own security, its own safety, its own nation. You're sending a signal. Other nations in the world do not take a priority over the United States of America. And if you want to have Israel destroyed, have America destroyed. If you want Israel to be exposed, have a weak America. If you want Israel to be on the ropes, allow 8 million. I want you to embrace that. 8 million invaders have been in this country. In the CR they talked about a couple weeks ago, only what did it do? More concierge services. It's for border security. The security is to get the invaders inland. Inland. As Derek Harvey's going to tell you this, but Hezbollah, the FBI made a priority of the hobbits going to Latin Mass. And everybody else is a domestic terrorist, all of MAGA. Remember, MAGA is the number one priority. They haven't been after Hezbollah. They haven't been after Hamas. They haven't been after radical jihad in this country. It wasn't a priority. You were the priority. Now you get the guy Greenblatt, Anti-Defamation League, who calls you every name in the book. You're a domestic terrorist. You're the worst white Christian nationalist. You Christian nationalist. Well, hey, since the MSNBC guys are all pro-Palestinian, he's sitting there going, hey, well, you're like it's the script written by Hamas. Hey, bro, before you come here, we got to have a long conversation.
All righty, we are back. You know, according to the Chairman, House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, right from here, Ohio here, and Representative Tom McClintock of the Immigration Subcommittee, released a report highlighting the disclosure. We kind of all knew this. I think we all knew this, that 99% of illegal immigrants in America are not being tracked, and the government has lost total contact with them. 99%. How many do you think terrorists are involved that Biden brought in, the Biden crime cartel brought in? Now, you know, he talks about when Steve Bannon was referring to, I got Gaza, baby. It's called the Southern Arizona. You see, there in Maricopa County, the drug dealers are running the county.
That's correct.
They're running everything down there. And the corruption and the election fraud is unbelievable. And, you know, would they have like 300,000 phony ballots? All of a sudden, these things are finding, they're finding these things. And so here.
But see, the sad part is, where do we go from there? Because I think that the Democrats know that, like, people are tracking them, they're finding them out, but they also know nobody's gone to jail yet, nobody's been, you know, called on the carpet yet, and they're saying that we're not going to.
Well, I'll tell you where some of the Patriots are going to go. They're going to Colony Ridge in Texas, because in Texas at Colony Ridge, there's been an unholy confederacy, an unholy alliance between some corrupt Democrats, some very landowners and people that are in build real estate, and the drug cartels, and they're building a city, a town, and they expect to have something like 3,500 residents in that town, okay? And so there's going to be some people that live very close to that area, and the Patriots in that area are really fed up. So tomorrow, Lord's willing, we're going to have Dr. Steve Messick. He's going to be here along with, and they both live, him and John McTurnan live very close to this area. And the Patriots there want something to be done. And so they're going to spill the beans and drop a dime on all the corruption, on the rhinos that are involved in this too tomorrow.
Well, I would like to see that, although I really would have loved to have seen Jim Jordan more so than Scalise,
yes,
who to me pretty much is a non-entity.
Well, it's not a done deal yet. They haven't, it's not.
Well, you're right, they haven't sworn him in.
Yeah, so, well, no, there's still a lot of controversy going on about that, so we'll find out what happens. Yeah, Jim Jordan is too real. In other words, the rhinos would say, no, this guy's too real. I mean, he's real, you know.
Yeah.
We don't like being real. We like some wiggle room. We like compromise room. We want to be able to do, you know, cut some deals and compromise and maybe take a few bribes. But this Jim Jordan guy, he's too straight up, right?
You're right. Uh-huh. He is. I mean, yeah.
Already. Yeah, he and he's liable to keep his word.
Yes.
And if he keeps his word, those people might expect all of us to keep their word, huh?
Yes.
That's
right. What they were saying about Trump. If Trump gets in, that's what the rhinos were saying. This guy's keeping his promises. Pretty soon, they're going to expect all of us to keep our promises, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Randy, you had an article.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I had a number of the gentlemen that was just on. Like, I've got a bunch of stuff here. But here, this kind of takes us off the... to a side eddy, but I think it's kind of interesting because we wondered what happened to him. Californians roll out new Ebony Alert to prioritize search for missing black children. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Sunday signed into law a bill that would prioritize the Ebony Alert, and it goes into, it's like an Amber Alert. Data shows that black and brown children, our indigenous brothers and sisters, when they go missing, there's very rarely any type of media attention, let alone the Amber Alert type. And California's newly enacted Ebony Alert is the first of its kind in the nation to prioritize the search for black youth gone missing. The law would go into effect on January 1. The Ebony Alert will utilize electronic highway signs and encourage the radio, TV, social media, and other systems to spread information about the missing persons alert. And the Ebony Alert, will be used for missing black and brown children ages 12 to 25. It says some black people are not happy with it. Have you heard? And they call it racist. So I'll just kind of leave it at that.
Now, what is the real purpose? You know what the real purpose, and I know what the real purpose is.
To me, it's saber rattling. This is part of the child trafficking stuff. And you know, they really don't want to fix this.
No, it's more about creating more racial tension.
Well sure.
Mm-hmm. They want to have as much racial tension as they can, so when the time comes around election time, whenever, they can burn down cities, remember.
And know. Further on down the road, I've got another article about BLM today announced their support for the
burn,
Palestinians.
Burn, loot, murder.
Okay. Yeah, BLM for the Palestinians. They just and so I'll do that a little bit later.
Of course
in the article.
Would.
Go ahead.
Okay, now Lisa's got an article. She's been waiting her whole life. You ready, Lisa?
Yes, and this is about the bad Bidens again from the Gateway Pundit. There's a naked selfie of Joe Biden's younger brother, Frank, in 2018 wearing only cap and glasses surfaces on sodomite porn website. They must have hacked my phone, he said. Guyswithiphones.com, the platform where the photo was found, is a dating website catering to the sodomite community. The site is characterized by its array of selfies featuring naked men. The privacy policy of the website indicates it is owned by QueerClick.com, a sodomite porn blog. And the photo was uploaded in 2018, and it was exposed by Marco Polo. That's a nonprofit organization that's been probing into the Biden family for years, scrutinizing them for political transgressions and crimes. And a naked picture of the president's brother circulating online could raise the prospect of blackmail of the first family, a potential national security threat. There's no evidence that any person or group has attempted to use the shot against the Biden administration. And also, site metadata and a watermark on the photo says it was posted on May 23rd, 2018, around the same time Frank's nephew, Hunter Biden, was also photographing himself naked at the Chateau Marmont. And so that's the way that goes.
See, first of all, among Democrats, naked Bidens would make them more popular. That's true. I'm not
kidding.
Yes, yeah,
unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah, and so here, that particular naked Biden was the one who, when Joe Biden's current wife, when she was married to her husband, and Biden was, when they were having an adulterous affair on the side. This is the one that came, his brother, and told him not to interfere with Joe's and his wife's affair, or he'd regret it. And so the next thing you know, he was being audited by the IRS. And so we did the big article. I think we sent that out one of our newsletters.
We did.
Yes,
we did not that long ago. It's been the past couple months.
Yeah. And so there you go. But now, again, like I said, With Hunter Biden and all that stuff, that just made him more popular with Democrats. That's a horrible, sinful thing. And,
yes.
And they like horrible, sinful mm-hmm. things.
It's absolutely crazy. Now, here's another one I have here that to me is kind of pertinent about the whole Israeli thing. And it says the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel is only the preliminary bout, and America is the main event. And this gentleman goes on to say, and this is Wayne Allen Root, and I think we read this this was online here the other day. It says, the world's about to learn a lesson, and the last thing they will think about before they're being killed by Israeli forces, and that's what he's saying, is the Israelis may be attacking to retaliate against Hamas. And he's saying that America has a lot to learn about this. It says, not everything I'm talking about is up to Israel. Right now, America needs to focus on America and its border, because what America is facing is 1,000 times worse than what Israel has just experienced. First of all, it was if I were China, I'd invade Taiwan now to take advantage of a world now distracted by two major wars, Ukraine and the Middle East, and plunged into chaos. And America's weak. America is led by an incompetent, brain-dead, feeble-minded old man who should be in a nursing home. Worse, the Biden crime family and its boss, the real boss is President Barack Obama, and they're clearly owned by China and by the CCP, or the Chinese Communist Party. America's running dangerously low on weaponry and ammunition because Biden let them have all the things that they left on the ground in Afghanistan. Our military is depleted, demoralized, distracted by a focus on transvestites or transgenders, diversity, critical race theory, and worse yet, climate change. And at this moment in time, we are incapable of mounting a serious challenge to China if they did invade Taiwan. The other problem is Taiwan makes over 90% of the advanced computer chips in America's cars, computers, cell phones, military equipment. And if China takes Taiwan, it could control the whole chip production and chip supply. So taking Taiwan is the key to enslaving America. Biden and his boss again, Obama, are open about this. They left millions of dangerous foreigners into America. People like MS-13 people from Mexico, the gangs from the Middle East, and of course the Chinese military trained people, the people that are in the ages between 25 and 40. It was China. If I were China, I'd order the world to go after 20 American cities simultaneously, and I'd only attack them with 2,000 soldiers and with the 8 million people that the gentleman just mentioned over the news. That'd be pretty easy to do. And America wouldn't be able to handle it. And they could attack as many as 30 times in 30 days because there'd be nobody there to stop them. Our economy would topple. The stock market would collapse. There would be no travel, no tourism. The schools would close. All schools would close. And we'd be locked in our houses. America would be, it would quickly become a ghost town. Lastly, the other thing that he points out is that these Chinese military-age males are separate from the other millions of the illegals in our country and would know how to make military attacks and maneuvers a lot different than Hezbollah. It's a good measure, China would also extract some other momentum. I would send another pandemic, and that's the other thing that they would send, because now they've had, as he says here, they've had 3 years to do so. Says, thank Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Obama, for setting us up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, when you take a look at that, first of all, we told you all the way back in the 80s, that the goal for the collective was to bring in 50 million illegals into America. And now they planned things way, way ahead, okay? And at that time, it was Agenda 2020. Now, they've moved things up. They've got Agenda 2030, and because obviously we passed 2020, okay? But they're there. I mean, they've brought them in now.
Well, but you know how many arrests they've made? How many that up until about 2020, the Border Patrol, in terms of these terrorists that come in like this, they arrested 151 people, and officially now they've done 10,000. And we all know that many come in a day.
Yes.
10,000 in a day. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that we have lost track of literally the other, well, he said 8 million, the other 8 million we've lost track of that quick.
Right. Mm-hmm. The last time we checked, there were around 90 known jihadist terrorist training camps in America, around 90 known.
Those, but that's just the jihadists. What about the Chinese, the Mexican drug cartel people? And, I mean, there are so many illegals in here now.
Well, yeah, they work, the communists and the radical Muslims work together.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got, look, the hardcore communist is in the White House. You've got half of the Congress is out there communists. You got.
Oh, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that, like, this thing is bigger now, and he's right about deporting them. Like, they don't deport anybody. They really, really don't.
They cannot afford to have Trump get reelected. The American people, if you had an actual election today, these numbers that they give you about the Biden popularity being, it's all the way down to 40%. No, closer to 4%, believe me. You talked, even the Democrats are thinking of ways of getting rid of him. Okay?
But do you know something else that Republicans could do that they haven't done, that nobody talks about? They need to get rid of the anchor baby.
Uh-huh.
We don't need to have people coming over here dropping babies to be citizens.
Well, yes. They need to get rid of the rhinos first.
That's exactly.
If you got rid of the rhinos, then you could get some things done.
And I saw that personally in San Diego. That's where I come from. I saw that in the hospitals were full of it.
So. Oh, yeah, no, no, you wait till you're 8 months pregnant, then you come across the border.
Yeah. They're dropping the babies off.
Yeah, they're dropping the babies.
Well, that's exactly the plan of it, so they become citizens.
Yes.
So
they
can travel.
Yeah, and again, in here, we're going to take a look at how they're starting towns and cities in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And what they do is they bring in enough illegals where they'll go into a small town, population maybe 1,500 people. They'll overflow to take it over, okay? And it'll become either a drug cartel city, you know, or, you know, pure communist, whatever. And so it's really getting bad out there.
You could bring people in, enough people in those little towns on buses to affect the population. I mean, think of it like a town, let's say, of 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring in 200 people.
Let me ask you a question. A large percentage of people that are professing Christians aren't even registered to vote.
That's right.
And that's
now,
shameful.
Let me ask you a question. When this stuff comes down, because they didn't even go and vote,
mm-hmm.
and you got Joe Biden, this is they let the communists waltz in. Do they deserve it? I mean, with all the bad things that are happening, do they deserve it?
But isn't that even in Proverbs, and you probably know better than I do the scripture nomenclature, where he says, you can't say when you didn't cry out for the poor and the people that were afflicted that you didn't know?
Proverbs 24, verse 10, 11, and 12.
Okay, there
right.
it is. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's what he's telling you very clearly. And so they've really got no excuse. You see, the Bible talks about sins. The Lord Jesus preached on sins of omission more than he did sins of commission.
That's right.
And when you fail to take up your citizenship, your duties and your responsibilities, you can't leave it up to the very, you know, that's the problem we have, like in Congress. You have a handful of Republicans that work hard. The Democrats are in lockstep. If it's a sinful, if it's when it comes to sodomy or killing babies, they're in lockstep, okay? The Republicans aren't. They've got rhinos. They got too many rhinos in the mix.
And they want to make it the law of the land. And I don't know about you, but in my lifetime, I've never seen them take a law and roll it back.
Yeah.
Something
right.
that got passed,
uh-huh.
they don't roll them back. It's like a tax. Whenever they pass
and
a tax, it's here to stay.
This is why they fear Trump so much. Because
right.
now, Trump's been doing his homework when all of us. By the way, he's been rope-a-doping these people in the media.
Sure.
See, when this is all over with all these things and that they're bringing him against, the law states that President Trump has presidential, he's totally immune from any of these charges. He has presidential executive privilege, and that's the law. That's the way it's always been, okay? And so when he finally gets to the Supreme Court, so what he's doing is he's using these courts. The more they go after him, a lot of people can identify him. More and more people can identify him. See, now, before it's been just the Christians identifying with him. Now, the people that have been, a lot of them, well, like in the black community, to feel the police have always been against. Now they're looking at, hey, you know, Trump's one of us. The crooked cops are going after him now, too. And they look at the so-called Justice Department, and they look at Merrick Garland, who could never find anyone more corrupt than himself to
Absolutely.
Prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy's as corrupt goes, okay? You got Christopher Wray. People, I mean, everybody knows it now. And I think it's taken a toll on Merrick Garland. He's looking worse and worse. He's been, you know... And you know that the opposition, they're going to throw him under the bus just like they're going to do with old Joe. They're going to throw old Joe under the bus when it comes down to it. We're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we got a whole lot more to cover, a whole lot more. So don't go away.
Do.
More to come. We'll be right back right after this. And we're going to listen to another clip, but I'll introduce it. Right? All right.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to rwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.